10 minutes past 6, and it is time to get into the day's top business news. We start with expectations from rating agencies. Reviews from Moody's as well as S&P are expected later this month. Economist at Argon Asset Management, Tabi Lioka, joins us on the line now. Good evening, Tabi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for giving us your time. What can be expected this time around from the rating agencies?
So I think that we've done incredibly badly. I often say, look, we're doing a lot to ensure that we get downgraded. And if you looked at the MTBPS, revised GDP numbers, they were worse than we had expected. If you look at the debt to GDP ratio, again, far worse than what the market and also rating agencies had expected. If you look at the shortfall, it is much wider than what the market and the rating agency had expected. And now we have the problem with the DDG for Treasury, Michael Sachs, resigning, which is also not positive, even though the resignation of an official is not something that will determine a ratings direction, but it does speak to issues in the budgeting process.
In other words, the fears that are coming across are warranted, given that by later this month, those rating agencies are largely expected to downgrade South Africa.
That is correct. And that is unfortunate because it takes a very long time to get out of our sub-investment grade.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that we have still a lot to do. So what a downgrade does, it makes everything look worse. So we are, if we do get downgraded, we'll see outflows, the currency will weaken, the economy will probably go into a recession, the budget deficit will worsen, the debt to GDP will worsen. So it just sinks us deeper into an economic rut.
Can South Africa afford another downgrade?
We cannot. I mean, we couldn't even afford the first one. So we cannot afford any further downgrade. This will make our debt servicing cost higher. Already, it's about just less than 15% of revenues, and that's an extraordinary amount of money. We also will see, it will impact on the everyday man in the street through inflation, especially. We saw one rate cut, and we thought that we'd see a series of rate cuts, but that is not to be. Look at the currency today, over 14 and 50 rands to the dollar. And I think that with heightened risk going into December, the currency is unlikely to fall back into, the 13 rand territory.
The rating agencies have also indicated previously that political uncertainty is a concern. Do we expect this narrative to come out in them giving their reviews, especially as we head towards December for that ANC elective conference?
Yeah, their review will be released on the 24th of November, so it will be before their conference. So it depends on whether they feel that or they view the current political noise and as noise that will interfere or disrupt policy going forward. So if they feel that the political uncertainty currently is interfering in the adoption of policy, be it fiscal or economic policy, then may be one of the reasons. But I think they have a whole host of reasons to downgrade us, and that those I've mentioned earlier, worse than expected GDP, worse than expected shortfall on the revenue side, worse than expected debt to GDP ratio, and just, especially going forward. So they don't look at what is happening now, they look at the future numbers. So our estimates in the outer years just look very bleak.
Lastly, Tabi, is there still hope for South Africa? Can the situation be turned around in any way?
You know, without great leadership, I don't think anything that we'll see will turn the corner, so to speak. I think that we are in desperate need of great leadership. That is also leadership that will identify our problems and be able to to turn the ship. Currently, I don't think that is the focus. The economy has taken the back foot, and what people are focused on, or at least leaders are focused on, is the elections and whether they have a future in the next in the 2019 election.
Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Economist at Argon Asset Management, Thabi Leoga, talking to us about expectations from rating agencies right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM as we get into the day's top business news.